at this world. You and I. When they look at us, they are to, as Christians, they are to see the joy of the Lord. We are to be happy kids all the time. I mean, we are to be the one that when they see you, and when they see you, little man, that they ought to want to be like him. You know, his mom and dad said, "No, you don't know that." I mean, they want to be like you. I want to be like someone that's not I want to be like someone that's not being like the world. I remember going to fill up the gas tank at the store, and there was a man right beside me, and he looked at me, and he knew who I was, knew I was a preacher, and he goes, "This has been 8 or 9 years ago, and the economy was not like it is today. I mean, the economy is incredible today. Thank God for a businessman in the White House. No matter what he says and does, he knows business. You know, run the country like a business, that's okay. But listen to me. This, it was not good. And the man looked at me and he said, "What do you think, preacher, about this economy?" I don't know what he was trying to do, but I looked back at him and I said, "I'm not participating." He said, "What?" He said, "What do you think about the economy?" I said, "I'm not participating because I want to be in the economy of the Lord. I want to understand, how does God deal with the economy?" Well, it's pretty easy, through sowing and reaping. So if kids and our youth and all of us older folk will understand seed time and harvest, it will help preserve this world to continue to be a godly country, a godly world. Because I'm here to tell you, it's coming into our schools where they are teaching a bunch of junk. Matter of fact, when Seth was in school, they are teaching math in a very weird way. I said, "Let me show you a shortcut, Seth." He goes, "Dad, they'll fail me if I do that." I said, "What? This is the easy way." But I'm not just talking math. I'm talking about the mental part of what they're teaching our kids. I've never seen so much disrespect for authority today. You know, we didn't have that back when with us older folk. You know why? I'll just use some King James vernacular. Because if we got in trouble, we would get thouest a paddleth on our bootieth. I mean, nowadays if we raise a hand to a kid, well, we might get thrown in jail. We are the preservative to not allow our community to stay in a rotted place. Let's just say it that way. Here's the second thing I want to tell y'all about salt. It was used as a flavor enhancer. Because as we know, food can be bland, uninteresting. But when salt is added, the flavor is ignited and it gives a richer flavor, right? In our lives and in this world, we need to be the ones that changes the flavor of our society. We need to bring back the savor of Christ to our surroundings wherever we go. And we're fixing to pray over some kids, I'm telling you. Because we're going to break this curse that is trying to get on our kids to be rebellious. We're going to pray over children so that they understand that they were created to be the light of the world. All of us are. We're going to lay hands on our youth and we're going to see the anointing of God come on our youth so that when they go to school, they're not going to be tempted to do drugs and they're not going to be tempted to do all the bad stuff. No, people are going to want to be like them. Why are you so happy? Well, let me tell you why, because Jesus lives on the inside of me. But remember, you may be persecuted, but Matthew just told us that blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. It don't matter if we're all persecuted. It don't matter what they say about us. What matters is that we get blessed. Because I'm here to tell you, if you stand like all you young kids need to do, when you stand for what's right, for that righteousness' sake, I'm telling you, everybody's going to want to be around you and be like you. You see, we need to be that flavor. But here's the third thing, and then I'll close. Salt was used as an antiseptic, as a disinfectant. Because back then, dirt and disease were common. It was an enemy to health. Because in areas considered unclean or contaminated, in these areas so filthy that it could be hazardous to our health, I wrote down, it was believed that salt would work like a disinfectant. Our influence, y'all. Now, y'all just declared, I am the salt of the earth, right? Do y'all agree with that? Do you believe that, though? Now, don't let the enemy say you're not because of your past, because of sin that you've done back when, and, you know, all the things that I've heard. You know, God won't, you know, he probably won't accept me because I've done some bad stuff. No, he will accept you. Because you're the salt of the earth. Is Jesus your Lord? And do you believe it? Amen. I am the salt of the earth. Our influence, we're called to be spiritual antiseptic in this world that is diseased with sin. Living by the word of God, we can help deter the spread of sin and moral decay, I believe. So I think it's up to us, knowing that we're the salt of the earth, to make a difference in our surroundings and be the salt of the earth. Now, I can go on and talk about being light. But I don't have time because I want to pray over our kids right now. I want them to know that they are the salt of the earth. So I want all the kids and the youth, I want you to come right down here. Just bring them up, Mom and Dad, if you have to. I want you to come right down here. And all us older folk, we're going to pray over you. Give me a high five. Right there. Give it to me. That's my man. Give me some. What you got? You got your Bible. I love that. Huh? Love that. It's a good Bible, huh? You keep that Bible because the printing's really small. Come on. I want all the kids. Now, I want all the teachers that teach our kids, I want you to come and get behind all these kids. Some of you guys, y'all just scoot right down here. If you're 18 and under, I want you to come down here, and I want us to pray over you. And all the teachers, I want you to just come right down here. If you're 18 and under, get down here and don't think, oh, I don't want to be around all those kiddos. No, get down here. Make them get up. If you're around, if they're 18 and under, make them get up and bring them down here. If you're 19 or whatever, just come with them. No big deal. Come on. How old are you? 23. Good. Amen. Come on. If you have a baby, bring them down. Doesn't matter. Now, all of you out there, I want you to stretch your hands towards these people when I start praying. Sometimes you'll have your arm up and I'll keep talking for a little bit. So when I start praying, then get your hands up. And I want to pray over these kids. Matter of fact, some of you adults in each section, if you're on the ministry team, I want you to come and just begin to lay hands on. If you're a mom and dad and you want to lay hands on your kid, I want you to come down and just get around them, and I want to lift them all up. Listen to me. All you kids, look at me. You are the salt of the earth. You're it. You're the salt because you was born to a mom and dad who love you and who are born again. And they're the salt of the earth, and they're going to train you upright. But I'm going to declare to you that as you begin to get older, you're going to serve God all your life. And your minds are not going to get all mixed up with the world. No, you're going to serve God all of your life. You're going to be full of health in Jesus' name. Y'all agree with that, right? Amen. Health is going to come all over you. I mean, and health, that means you're going to be healthy. And sickness is not going to come near you in Jesus' name. Kids, I want you to say, I agree with that. I won't be sick. Right? That every curse that has been spoken over our kids to be ungodly, to try to sow their oats in a negative way, that people are declaring over kids that they, you know, they need to get that wildness out of them, so just be a little wild. We break every one of those curses in Jesus' name. Y'all agree? And when you kids go to school, you're going to have an easier time to learn. Matter of fact, I declare you're going to want to go to school in Jesus' name. That's going to be by faith. Amen. Some kids are going to shut your mouth, preacher. Because I got a kid that's, you know. You know what, though? When I started declaring this over my kid, he, even though he's homeschooled, he does 2 days every day. It wasn't like that, though. It used to be I'll do 1 day a week. I said, yeah, but I brought you into the world and I'll take you out. You're going to do 2 days every day, or at least a day. You know what? He wants to. So when y'all go to school and when you're around your friends, they're going to start wanting to be like you. They're going to want to be like you. So if you're the salt of the earth, I want you to act like it. I want you to start holding your shoulders back and your chest out. And I want you to say, you know what, I'm a good boy. I'm a good person. And kids want to be like me. Not in an egotistical way, but just in a way of where you bring joy to their life, okay? I mean, you bring some happiness, because there's a lot of kids you probably know that aren't too happy. And if you get happy, then they're going to want to be happy with you. And they're not going to be wanting to fight you, right? And you're not going to want to be whooping everybody. I can tell you, boy. Probably tough. That's what I like, though. It's kind of a cowboy way. We're tough. But look, if you control that, there might be some time when you got to stand up. But you know what? You're going to do it in the right way. Right? Right? I mean, those little girls, they're going to want to be like you. You know why? Because you're pretty. And you're sweet. And you're nice. Right? And when they want to be like you, then you start telling them about Jesus, okay? Stretch your hands towards all these kids. Father, we lift up every single child up to our youth. And we declare right now that every assignment to make children disobedient, every assignment to make kids go off on the wrong ways, getting into trouble, we break that right now in Jesus' name. And the things that they see on TV and the things that they hear in their music, they'll begin to understand that if it's not uplifting and edifying to them that are listening and watching, that they'll turn it off in Jesus' name and turn on something good for them. Like Happy Days. Anyway, I don't know why that came to my mind, but seemed like those are the good old days, sir. And Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus over our kids. And I thank you, sir, that kids begin to want to continue to have fun. But Father, they do it in a righteous and godly way. That they serve you with all their life. For the rest of their life. And we start declaring over them that they are good. They are well behaved. They are trained right. And we give you, sir, praise as we lift them up and break every curse. I speak Isaiah 54:17 that says no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Now I lift up every mom and dad, every grandma and grandpa, all of us that help raise kids today. And I ask you to give us wisdom, when to stand, when to discipline, and when to just love on them and be a blessing. And we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now all you kids, look at me. This is what I want you to learn. This is what I want you to learn. I know it's a different service, but that's okay. It's what I want you to learn. You ready? Say it after me. Yes, ma'am. Say it. Yes, ma'am. Say, yes, sir. Say it louder. Yes, sir. If you'll start saying yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, I'm telling you, it will change your life. One thing my kids are known of is they have manners. Yes, sir. I was doing that to your sister. Where is she? Steely. I said, do you love your dad? At first, says, yeah. I said, I want you to say, yes, sir. I mean, now she's been trained. But all of our kids, I'm telling you, the next day, I said something. She goes, yes, sir. Didn't you? Can I get on? I said, you want to get on Sherman, my horse? Yes, sir. Immediately. I declare the blessing of the Lord over all of our children in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, go back to your seat. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Now, the reason we did that today is because it's needed. Can I get some agreement, church? I think all of us have seen too many bad things happen to children. And the reason we're pleading the blood over them is because in these last days, they're trying to snatch kids like you've never seen. I mean, they're not just kids, but women. No, the blood of Jesus protects every one of you in Jesus' name. And you understand your surroundings. And you protect those kids. Don't. In these days, the enemy is wanting to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, but the blood of Jesus protects them in Jesus' name. AJ, play me just a little bit of...